Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John. It's another beautiful day that the Lord hath made. I'm going to read a verse here from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This morning, I'd just like to talk about this verse. It talks about being born again, but there's two different kinds of seeds that are mentioned here. It's corruptible seed and the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. So we are born again by the Word of God, not by the will of man, but by the will of God and the Word of God. James 1:18 says, Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, of his own will, by his word. You know, the word of God is sharp. The word of God is alive. It is true. And when someone repents and believes and trusts in the word of God becomes flesh in their lives, it becomes reality, then that is someone who is born again of God. You know, many people you talk to say, well, I was baptized. When you ask about being born again, I was baptized. Some even say my dad was a preacher. You know, but all those things are corruptible seed. I've talked to people, you know, they say, at baptism, there was a seed that was planted, but their life didn't change 10, 15 years down the road. Well, that is corruptible seed, because the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, changes a person into a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. And so we are born again of the Word of God. And there's another word the Apostle Peter uses also that means born again in 1 Peter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten. There is that word. That word begotten means born again. Hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And so, Paul is saying here in this, Peter is saying in this verse, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us. See, we are born again by the Word of God. There's another example. The Apostle Paul uses this word also in Philemon, verse 10. He says, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Onesimus was a runaway slave, and somehow Paul was in prison, and Paul began ministering to him and led him to the Lord. And he says, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten. He was born again in my bonds. And so every example that we see in the scripture, that men and women who are born again are born by the Word of God. The Word of God. Titus chapter 1 says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, that God, which cannot lie, promised before the world began. So Paul's saying that he's an apostle by the faith of God's elect and acknowledging of the truth, the Word of God. And so this morning, many people claim to be Christians, but they've never been born by the Word of God. And their life has no fruit. Their life has no fruit which is after godliness. There's no righteousness. And so I want to encourage you as a listener this morning just to examine your heart. Have you been born by the Word of God? In John chapter 3, you know, Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And we, as human beings, we understand the fleshly birth. You know, women get pregnant and flesh begets flesh. And it's the same way in the spiritual realm. Spirit begets spirit. And so he says here in John chapter 3 that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Then he says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You know, someone is truly born of the Spirit of God. You can tell. You can tell what the wind does when it blows. You can see the trees swaying. You can see the things blowing away. We can't see the wind, but we can tell what it does. And it's the same way, it says, so is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. You can tell that they are a new creature. You can tell they have new desires. You can tell they're living a different life. So many people claim to be Christians, but yet they're still living the same old life they always have lived. So when, and it's because it's corruptible seed that they're banking on. We need to be born again by the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. So let's close in prayer this morning, and thank you for listening. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for sending your Son dying on the cross so that we can be born again of your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for sending your Holy Spirit. I do ask that you would just bless each listener, Lord, and cause your face to shine upon them. And Lord, that each one would make their calling and election sure this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.